Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from this beautiful scripture of Psalms chapter 73, verses 24 to 26. The Bible says, "You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will take me into glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." My dear brothers and sisters, the more clearly we see the sovereignty of God and depend on His providential care, the less perplexed we will be by life's calamities. An unknown writer wrote, "He does not lead me year by year, nor even day by day, but step by step my path unfolds. My Lord directs the way." You know, I was listening to this beautiful hymn written by George Young, and it was written somewhere around 1800s. Beautiful, beautiful hymn. And the chorus goes, "Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood." Beautiful hymn. And you will love it. But I just want to narrate his story, that what happened and why did he write this beautiful hymn. So this author is a composer of this particular song called "God Leads Us Along." And he was an obscure preacher and carpenter who spent a lifetime humbly serving God in small rural areas. Often the salary was meager and life was difficult for his family. Through it all, however, George Young and his wife never wavered in their loyalty to God and His service. The story is told that after much struggle and effort, the George Young family was finally able to move into their own small home, which they had built themselves. Their joy seemed complete, but then while Young was away holding meetings in another area, hoodlums who disliked the preacher's gospel message set fire to the house, leaving nothing but a heap of ashes. It is thought that out of that tragic experience, George Young completed this hymn, which reaffirms so well the words of Job chapter 35 verse 10. "God, my maker, who gives songs in the night." The words of this hymn have since been a source of great comfort and encouragement to countless numbers of God's people as they experienced the night times of their lives. So my dear brothers and sisters, determine for this day and for this year to trust God more fully, regardless of the circumstances that may come your way. Hallelujah. And that's why David also, out of his experience, writes, "I have no one besides you, God." Hallelujah. And then he says that heaven and earth may fail, right? Who is there besides upon the earth and that I desire beside thee? That's what he says. "Whom have I in heaven but thee?" And he was sure that thou shalt guide me with thy counsel and afterward receive me to glory. So be assured that your Jehovah is going to guide you, lead you with his counsel and continue to bless you in this year as well. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We are grateful to be on the land of the living, glorifying the name of Jehovah. I pray this day, O Father, we know that you are our Savior. You lead us, you guide us, O Father God. You bless us, O Master. You never fail, O Father. Your word promises that thou shalt guide me with thy counsel and afterward receive me to glory. What an assurance, Lord, throughout our Christian life, you have led us, you have guided us, you have directed our steps. Your word says that the steps of the righteous man are ordered by the Lord. And I pray that you will order our steps, even today, O Father God, and let there be a blessed assurance in our spirit that our God will never leave us. He will never forsake us. Till the end of this age, he will always be with us. Hallelujah. Father God, this morning, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, prosper them, and keep them from the evil one. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. I release your healing words to flow upon their lives from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. For by your stripes, O Jesus, we were healed and made whole. And we thank you for that. We give you praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. A fantastic weekend. And remember to go to church this Sunday. God bless you, and bye for now.